On the evening of February 19th, as students began to prepare for the upcoming school week, parents and students received the email that there wouldn't be school for the following 2 days because of the Wi-Fi issues. In place of that, students were required to take part in alternative methods of instructions, AMI. Principal Suzanne Leake sent a link to the students' Canvas inbox that took them to a massive Google Doc that had every teacher's AMI learning plans on there. It was structured so that students could click on the link, which would bring them to assignments for each class. Teachers gave out Google Forms, notes, videos, or maybe just a simple note that implies that the students should know what is expected of them during these couple of days. The due dates for these assignments were often moved back towards the end of the week, so in reality, there were less than 100 kids on the HyperDoc. These AMI learning days brought a vivid flashback of how it was like during COVID-19 remote learning. Students were able to sleep in and work on their assignments at their own pace, but obviously there's a major difference as we are not quarantined anymore. Senior Emily Rare used the time during her AMI days to relax, get her homework done, and spend time doing the things she enjoys. I woke up at a comfortable time and I got myself ready. Then I worked on my physics, Rare said. I played some video games and I went on a walk with my dog. It was very good and relaxing. AMI learning allows for students to use their time more productively because they are not constantly waiting for a bell to ring or for a teacher to begin class. All of their time is being used effectively for their work. As much as AMI learning seems better on paper, it can serve some challenges. Junior Audit Meta prefers going to school in person rather than having AMI days, even despite the extra time on his hands. I played tennis with my friends. Both days I went to the gym and went outside, Meta explained. I was virtual in my 8th grade year, and you really miss out on that social contact sometimes. I think school is nice, like hanging out with friends and stuff. Not only did the AMI days conflict with the social aspect, but they also had decreased the students' ability to learn. Many students learn the best with the hands-on learning teaching style. Freshman Lily Richter shared how the AMI days went for her. I mean, for learning, we didn't really learn anything new. It was just kind of reviewing and working on stuff we've been learning, so I think it was pretty effective for practicing. AMI learning days can be a wonderful way to continue learning at a smaller pace while also giving students a break from the school setting, but should only be used as a last resort because in-person teaching is much more effective.